Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. It's the end of the week. And you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday, which is your opportunity to call and talk about anything political that maybe you want to talk about today. And it's easy. You just pick up the phone, folks, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Here's what I have on my plate for today. Who should be held accountable for the unemployment department? Yes, that's what I'm calling it now. It's not the Department of Employment. It's the unemployment department. Because it is continuing to create unemployment. It's contributing to the mess, folks. Anyway, who should be held accountable for the unemployment department's mess with at least 20% unemployment rate in Oregon, which is low, as the story acknowledges? Isn't this touching everyone? Shouldn't this be a huge political issue? Isn't that a question you can ask the persuadables in your world? Who should be held accountable for this? You see, there's an Oregonian story about it today, and it doesn't even touch as deeply as this thing really goes. We're also going to talk about and I want to get into this a little bit more in just a moment, folks. But there's another fake news headline from the Oregonian. You would expect that, but it is a fake news headline. And it's put out by the government, and it's meant to keep you in fear. Well, I'm going to get into why. Why government would be trying to leave this kind of an impression? Why Oregon? Why Kate would want to leave that kind of impression? Today, the most important thing you can do, I think, is to pray. To pray that the religious freedom constitutional arguments that are advanced today by Kevin Mannix and Ray Hackey in front of the Oregon Supreme Court, to pray that those arguments will be successful. The other thing I want you to pray for is for U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, to get involved in this case. Now, there's a great piece about the technical aspects that are going to need to be considered by the Oregon Supreme Court. And one of them is can the governor, do her executive orders allow criminal penalties for violating the stay-at-home order? In the Wisconsin decision before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the criminal penalties issue was a significant concern. There's more to that, and we'll get into all of that. Also, remember yesterday we talked about unaffiliated voters being the key, how Donald Trump is winning them by huge numbers in battleground states? Well, there's a story today in the News Review about Alex Galartos, you know, the Roseburg, Oregon National Guard soldier that was on that train in Paris. Well, he's going to be challenging longtime incumbent Democrat Peter DeFazio. And the key is going to be the massive numbers of unaffiliated voters. What is going to move those voters? All of that's on my plate today. What's on yours? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What do you want to talk about politically today? It's all up to you. Or you can send me an email, by the way, to jeff@1220.am. You know, if you've been hanging around the house, and a lot of you have, you've been working on things, cleaning up the yard, all of that. Well, this is your opportunity to get rid of all of that debris, concrete, wood, yard debris, whatever. Take it to Clayton Ward Recycling right here in Salem. Folks, they're a family-owned business that have been around 50 years. That's a long time to survive the ups and downs. Well, you know, you can take it to their place, and you don't wait. You don't wait in line like you do at some of the Marion County dump sites, where you pay anyway for some of that stuff, right? Well, you do also at Clayton Ward Recycling, but not all. So why don't you check it out? It's a lot easier to go in there. There's no waiting. You go right in. It's easy to dump, to do all the things you need to do. So check it out. They're right on Mainline Drive, right off of the Salem Parkway. Mainline Drive, Salem Parkway. Clayton Ward Recycling. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturdays, 7 to 3. Check it out. Clayton Ward Recycling. So I got an email from Jim who says, you know, I just emailed you about the deplorable primary ballot I received as an independent. There wasn't much there for choices and no indication of what political party influences the candidates have. So my thought in talking with the persuadables might be to convince independents to register as Republican voters. Maybe then they'd feel more included in the process instead of being on the outside or feeling like voting in the primary was pointless. Does that make sense? Well, yeah, it does. I frankly have been in favor of allowing independents to vote or unaffiliated voters to vote in Oregon's Republican Party primaries. And believe me, I've heard all of the arguments. I think with the numbers being as large as they are, and with the Democrats having data, remember that story we talked about months ago? The Democrats having data that a third of Oregon's unaffiliated voters consider themselves conservatives, and they're worried about that, choosing their primary opponents. Like, maybe had they been able to vote in the Democrat primary, maybe Shamia Fagan would not have barely edged out Mark Hass. Because Shamia Fagan, folks, as you know, is probably further to the left. In fact, I would say she is, at least judging by some of the things she said and some of the bills that she's introduced, she is far further to the left than even Kate Brown is. So I have been in favor of a long time. I know the argument that, you know, you ought to join, choose a political party to be able to vote in their primary. My belief is that you should be able to make your arguments to the unaffiliated voters. And that if you're making the right arguments to them in the primary, they will support you in the general election. And that's what you need. You know, it used to be different, friends. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Before Motor Voter, which was Kate Brown's idea, which I still don't like, but before Motor Voter, there, you know, there were a lot of unaffiliated voters, but not like we have now. They are the largest single voting bloc in this state. They do not vote in big numbers, however. This is the opportunity, I think, for Republicans to be reaching out to them. This is the reason why they're not part of the Republican or, frankly, the Democrat Party. They don't like certain aspects of either the party or the platform, or they just don't care. Well, you can still get to them. And one of the ways you get to them is on this issue of who should be held accountable for the unemployment department's fiasco in Oregon. Last week, the state fielded nearly, in this Oregonian story by Mike Rogaway, fielded nearly 16,000 new jobless claims. That's a lot. Because now we're at 412,000. It's one in five Oregonians. Folks, working Oregonians, it's 20% unemployment. But that's not the real number. It's actually higher. Now, I will tell you that a guy I know spent 6 hours yesterday on the phone on hold at the unemployment department. 6 hours, folks. Now, I bet with 20% of the workforce unemployed, and actually a number higher than that, because you know what? The numbers here, officially from the state, don't count people like this guy I know that spent 6 hours on hold. The day before, he spent 3 hours on hold. Now, friends, if you don't think that doesn't touch people's lives, if you don't think that this fellow isn't sharing that with other people in his world, then you're not thinking right, because it is a huge issue. It is an issue you can use to persuade the persuadables. Somebody needs to be held accountable for this. This is absurd beyond description. Kate Brown won't address it. She's afraid to. But yet other political Democrat leaders are addressing it. Why? Because they know how powerful it's going to be. Now, the reason this just doesn't measure everybody is not just because of the people that have been trying to get through, like this guy that I know, who filed a claim clear back in March. Hasn't gotten a dime yet because of the screw-ups of the computer system. You see, it doesn't include the people that Congress said could be included for the first time. And who's that? Sole proprietor. Contractors. It doesn't even include them, because they've been trying to get through to get the federal unemployment benefit, which is $600 a week on top of the state's unemployment benefit. That's why this business that it is 14.2% in April. The story goes on to say that forecasters expect the unemployment rate will top 20% within the next few months and then rebound. Now, Mike Rogaway is the reporter here, and even he can do math. He says in his first paragraph that 1 in 5 working Oregonians is now unemployed. Now, I may just be a farmer and a former state legislator, folks, but I can figure out that that's 20%. You see, again, that doesn't even include people that cannot get through. The story acknowledges there is about 43,000 people who have not had their claims processed. Like this, actually 45,000. And that, again, that doesn't include people who can't even get through. So don't you think this is an issue that is a true game changer? Don't you think this is an issue that you can use by asking the question, shouldn't somebody be held accountable for this? Who would that be? Well, the next question is, who's in charge? Who's responsible? Calling back a month, 3 to 5 days, what do you do?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? Anything's acceptable today. 503-589-1220 or emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Anne-Marie sent me an email, and it's a quote from Mario Murillo. He's an evangelist, and here's what he said, quote, "Unless we obey God and rally every believer in America to the unquestioned cause of righteousness and freedom. A moral winter is coming to America that will make the coronavirus look like the common cold. A moral winter is coming unless we obey God. Now, this is why I want to urge you today, and I'm quite serious when I say this. I ask each of you who are believers and you believe in the power of prayer to pray this day that the religious freedom constitutional arguments that are going to be made before the Oregon Supreme Court will ultimately be successful. And the other thing that you should pray, in my opinion, is that the U.S. Attorney General, Bill Barr, will get involved. Because if he's involved, I think that greatly expands the opportunity in case the Oregon Supreme Court rules against religious freedom that they can appeal it in the federal courts. Now, there's lots to talk about with these things, but that's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to make another prediction, but what do you want to talk about, folks? Before I share with you a prediction that I think is important to be looking forward to, and I don't want to be negative here because I want us to get back to work. I want this state to open up. And I'll talk about the fake news headline that is meant to keep you in fear. But seriously, friends, it is only going to be the power of prayer and us feeling that we need to be part of the solution by not living in fear, by going ahead and opening up this state business-wise and otherwise. It's only going to be that is going to get us back to a place that we should be. Not necessarily normal, quote, as we define normal. Although I don't see any reason why not. You know, one of the good things that'll come out of all of this is I predict we'll have less sickness, at least communicable disease sickness, in terms of colds, in terms of flu, because I think people are going to be much more aware. I don't think that's a good thing. Washing your hands, you know, covering your mouth if you're going to cough into your sleeve or, you know, with a handkerchief or whatever. All of those are good things because, yeah, you can transmit disease. The cold, the flu, yes, you can. And I just think we're going to be much more careful about this. And I think that's a good thing, don't you? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So the story in the Oregonian is not just about the computer system. It's not just about the dysfunctional phone system. And the story isn't just about all the members of Oregon's congressional delegation and leaders from both parties telling the world and the governor to fix it. Now, they're not blaming it on Kate. They're not telling her. They're just saying it. They're dancing around it. So where is Kate? Why isn't she out there addressing this issue? I'm telling you, friends, every day that she does not, every day that she, now, my prediction is, as I've told you, that Ron Wyden's comments and everybody else's comments are all meant to provide the justification for Kate Brown using the director of the unemployment department as the fall person here. Because she's going to get fired. Now, she should. Okay, and so should anybody else that has been responsible for not upgrading that computer system in spite of numerous audits. Somebody needs to be held accountable, right? Who's in charge? Ask that question. When you say to somebody, you know, shouldn't somebody be held accountable for this computer mess? 20% unemployment, and that doesn't even include the people who haven't been able to get through. It doesn't even include 45,000 backlogged claims, some from March. And it doesn't include the sole proprietors and the independent contractors that Congress said could get unemployment. It doesn't even include them. And we're at 20% already. So what's the real number? People are really, truly being hurt here. Why do you think the food banks are so taxed? Which, by the way, I am pleased to announce to you that as the Sunday service last Sunday on the steps of the Capitol, we raised $4,300, actually just about $4,400. And the bulk of that is going to go to the food banks in the Salem area, to people who are just the hurting folks. That's why I'm saying that this issue is so powerful. But it's not even just that. If you have over 20% unemployment, and we do, my guess to you is we're closer to 30, the impact on the budget is going to be a lot greater than what they're telling you. And they're telling you that it's going to be around $10.5 billion less in the general fund over the next 4 years. My prediction to you is that the next forecast update, which will be in September, is going to be even worse than that. How can it not be? This is why you need to persuade the persuadables. Stop voting for the people who are responsible for this devastation to people's lives, not just ethereal businesses out there, but actual people's lives. Quit voting for the people who are responsible for this. Don't you think that's an argument you can use with the persuadables? It's 6:30, back in a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. We're back, my friends. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about politically anything you want to talk about. 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn, or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. If you're just joining us, here's what's on my plate. Who should be held accountable for the unemployment department mess? Over 20% of Oregonians are now unemployed. Who should be held accountable? Is that a question you can ask to persuade the persuadables? There's an interesting fake news headline, and I'm going to get into that after we take a few calls. But today I want to urge you to pray that the religious freedom arguments, constitutional arguments, being made in front of the Oregon Supreme Court today will win. And an interesting story about unaffiliated voters being the key down in the 4th Congressional District, where Alex Scalartos, the young man from Roseburg, an Oregon National Guard soldier who, as you know, starred in the Clint Eastwood movie about the train to Paris because he was on it. He lived it. He's running against Peter DeFazio. And the unaffiliated voters are huge in that district. So we're going to get to the phones here. I also want to remind you, friends, you know what? If you're a little bit older like I am, I've got lots of aches and pains. I'm 61. I'm very active. I work out. I run. My body doesn't recover quite as well. And you know what I take for my pain? CBD. And it works. It not only helps me sleep better, but I deal with recovery a lot better. Maybe you ought to try it. I buy my CBD from Pro Bioscience right here in Salem because I sell them my hemp, and they turn it into great CBD. You can be assured that you're getting everything they say you're getting. Because you know what? A lot of stuff you buy online, it isn't what's really in there. So go to pro-bioscience.com. They have great CBD products, including hand sanitizers. We're all doing that these days, right? Go to pro-bioscience.com. If you order online and you use the promo code for the month of May, the promo code MOM, M-O-M, MOM, you get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. All right, we got a couple of callers. We'll start first with Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Yeah, I agree with you. They got to do good work there on that event at the with the Oregon authorities, the Oregon authority of the lawyers, right? But I have more to say about you know, the disease is about computer models. Cates, Oregon Health Authority is about computer models. Cates Unemployment Department is about computer models. And guess what? All of the unemployment offices are closed. They don't see humans. Washington has lost tens, if hundreds of millions of dollars to unemployed humans that don't exist. Did you see the story in Zero Hedge?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And folks, if you don't read Zero Hedge, you ought to, because it's just, there's some amazing stories that never see the light of day in mainstream media that are real, like the unemployment rate. Glenn, I don't know if you read that story a few days ago. A lot of economists at the universities say it's closer nationally. It's closer to 30 or 34%. That's huge.
Exactly. That's true, but this is all computer models. The disease, the unemployment, it's not about true humans, it's about computer models. Kate doesn't want to see humans. She wants to see computer models. The three West Coast junta, all three of the governors are part of this. They're linking their disease models, and they're linking their unemployment models. It's not about the humans. It's about computer models and non-humans.
You're right, and the computer models have been widely criticized, as they should, because they've been wrong every time. Glenn, thanks for calling. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend, and I still love your idea. In fact, I'm seeing interviews with the city of Atwater, which has declared itself a sanctuary from the lockdown orders.
Yes.
I think we ought to do that here. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. I got to move on to the next caller. Lee writes, well, actually, one of the state employees who shall never be named writes me this question. Is there any evidence that AG Bill Barr is aware of the case today before the Supreme Court of Oregon? I don't know. I believe they are, because they're monitoring every state. The letter they sent to the Attorney General, well, actually the governor of California, was pretty profound. They're obviously watching what's going on in California. I would assume that they would be here also. Let's go to a new caller who's on the line. Welcome, caller. Who are you and what's on your mind on Freedom Friday?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Who are you?
Oh, okay. What I'm curious about is the marking of our ballots on the outside of the envelope, according to party affiliation or being an independent. There's something
I got to tell you something. To me, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Because that just leads to the opportunity for all kinds of mischief, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been trying to figure out a way how I can get my ballot in November in there without any markings, like saying I lost it or something and send it in a regular envelope. I don't like them knowing my persuasion before they even open it. That's a problem for me.
Well, and you should be. It's a ballot security issue, and it's one of the problems that we have with this whole business of vote by mail. You know, you hear the president talk about it. He's right. Because we're actually sending him examples of fraud. I don't know. And what's your first name again?
Kathy.
So I don't know if you were hearing, I think Monday, my buddy Fred Thompson called in. And he has all of the ballots saved from the last 8 elections in which his father-in-law has been dead, but has been receiving the ballots from Marion County for 8 years. Think about that, Kathy. You want to talk about opportunity for mischief? The system is not, and chain of custody is one thing, you know, ballot harvesting. But what you're talking right. about is even more profound. It's yeah. they know exactly
they know
who you are.
Even open them.
And if you wanna play games with people's ballots, like in some places it's pretty obvious they do in Oregon. I won't mention any names, but it's pretty obvious. Just look at how the late returning ballots. And here's something else, Kathy, that I have you ever noticed how Multnomah County, for some reason, when it comes to a statewide initiative, you know, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, boom, they've got everything counted and they know how the county voted. But when it comes to these contested races, man, it takes them days. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, the whole thing stinks to me. And I just don't know what to do. I mean, if I knew what to do, I'd do it. But
well, there. If you're asking if there's anything you can do, no, not right. Other than contact your legislator and say, I don't think this is right. You need to fix this so that our party affiliation is not on the outside of that envelope.
Right.
That's and that'll have to be changed by the legislature. I don't think that's a rule that the Secretary of State can change. I think it has to be changed by law. I could be wrong, Kathy, but I kind of think that's prescribed in law.
You know, and this is not just for a Republican. I'm registered and independent, so my ballot was rushed. It's not just Republicans, it's anybody. I don't care
sure.
if you're a Democrat or whoever. I think that your vote should be private. But you know how they
it
find
should.
These I don't know if they're fake news or not, but sometimes you hear about people finding boxes of unopened ballots after the election.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard those stories?
They've been documented, and you know where they happen the most? Multnomah County. I'm not saying anything, Kathy, that maybe Multnomah County's a bad actor here, but I find it interesting.
Yeah, it's more than interesting. It stinks. I'm in Marion County, so I don't.
Kathy, let me ask you a question, because I'm genuinely curious. Why are you an independent voter, unaffiliated? Why?
I registered independent ages ago before I knew what liars the Democrats were. I wanted to be able to vote for whoever I thought would be the best. And I just haven't changed it. Because I really don't think it's anybody's business which way I lean.
But you'd still like to be able to vote in the primaries then?
Yes, I certainly would. And I think it's only fair. I mean, are they punishing independents because they want to know what our party affiliation is, that they need to know so they can mark our ballots blue or red?
It's a fair question to ask, Kathy. It really is, and it gets to the motivations. Kathy, thanks for calling. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. 6:48. We'll take a quick break and back more with phone calls on Freedom Right. All night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Let me read you this headline, and you tell me what's your gut reaction to it. So I'll tell you what mine was. But here's the headline. Half of Oregon counties facing coronavirus warning signs, state report shows. I'm going to read it again. Half of Oregon counties facing coronavirus warning signs, state report shows. Now, I'll tell you what my reaction was, is, whoa, what? I thought we were getting better. Notice my reaction. Was that your reaction? You know what the story is about? It's actually a non-story. It shouldn't even be a story. You see, it's the Oregon Health Authority. It's a fake news story, and it's meant to keep you in fear. Okay, that's the bottom line. You know why? Because you know what this story is about? It's that half of Oregon's counties are failing to meet at least one of the six metrics that Queen Kate picked out of the air, not based on science, just based on whatever she thought was right. I don't care if she says it's based on science. It isn't, folks. Come on. Nobody knows what the science is. What did we just hear from the CDC? Well, maybe coronavirus isn't transmitted by surface contact after all. What? Who do you know that you can trust and believe it in anymore? Well, you can't. If the experts don't even know what they're telling us is accurate, why on earth would we believe anything that Kate Brown says are the conditions to reopen the economy, including these metrics? This story is a non-story, but it is meant to keep you in fear. All it is saying is that the Oregon Health Authority said, well, half of Oregon's counties fail to meet one of these six metrics. Well, if that's true and it's so important, why has Kate not shut them back down again? Because even Kate knows she's on thin ice here. This is fake news, folks. But it is meant to keep you in fear so that you will believe whatever Kate wants to sell you. And it's selling, folks. She's got to keep you believing. You know what was sad about Sunday's church service? It's that so many Christian pastors were against holding a worship service on the steps of the Capitol. Why? Because it went against the governor. Now, there's a fine line, right? As Jesus said, giving to God what's due God and giving to Caesar what's due Caesar's, and in obeying our leaders. But when that leader is acting unconstitutionally against God's law, what do you do? Did you see the video of the pastor ripping up the cease and desist order? It's gone viral. He was on, I think, Laura Ingraham last night. You obey God. That's what was so sad about so many churches refusing in Salem to be a part of that worship service. You see, they have believed the fake news headlines. It's really sad. Lee writes me an email. And I got a bunch of them here, and then I'm going to get to the phones. On this awesome By Choice Friday, he writes, isn't it obvious with the recent history of events who's responsible for Oregon's unemployment office to be overwhelmed with the unlawful shutdown of Oregon's economy by discriminating against small businesses, including all that don't follow the Democrat trust government agenda? It's not the head of the unemployment department. It's not even Queen Kate. Nope. The Democratic socialist media will passionately explain that it's all Donald Trump's fault. Not going to believe that lie, Queen Kate. It's your problem. Chris, who's a fellow hemp grower, sent me a great article, thank you, Chris, about cannabis stocks are surging on a report of the benefits in fighting COVID-19. The subheadline is that some strains of medical marijuana said to block coronavirus pathways into cells. Yeah, I don't grow medicinal marijuana, but cannabinoids clearly have an impact on your body. Anne Marie says, yet one more continuing story proving the lunacy abounds at the unemployment division here. I finally got a denial for my claim last week after filing the last week of March. Okay, fine. It was denied because I didn't reach the dollar amount in the last five quarters that they required. The computer kicked me out because no real person did not look at my obvious qualification under the self-employment provision opens to due to COVID. By the way, the letter stated, if you want to appeal this decision, call the number in your claimant's handbook. Problem is, I've never received a claimant's handbook. My conclusion is that lunacy abounds. Guess I better charge the battery on my phone so I'll survive the long wait times when I call. Ouch. And then Dale writes me and says, Marion County opens up today for phase one. Do you know if that includes all restaurants or just bars and hair salons? Technically, it does include all restaurants, depending if they want to open or not. Two quick things. Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company that has been a blessing in our lives. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. I also want to mention Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations, another great local business, righteousrenovations.com. These are two great businesses that need your support. And to end the week, we're going to go to my buddy, Art. Art, how are you, friend? What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. Just wanted to stop by and remind everybody to pray for all our military personnel who sacrifice their time and efforts every day for us, protecting us. And that let's all remember who caused all this. The Chinese Communist Party. And let's also all remember who supports the Chinese Communist Party, the Democratic Party, which we need to replace when we go to the polls in November. But, Jeff, for the first time, the flags are not being laid in Washington, D.C. for all of our fallen dead. And the reason that's happening is because of the Chinese Communist Party. Always remember that, my friends, and always remember what party supports those kind of people. Have a blessed weekend. Pray for our fallen and pray for those who protect us, and hope that we get back to being the America we're supposed to be. Have a blessed
Thank you, Art. Be blessed. It's a great way to end the week. I'm going to go put flags on my grandfather and my uncle's grave site that I cleaned up yesterday because they're veterans. I hope you do too. Friends, be blessed. Pray today for constitutional arguments to be successful in the Oregon Supreme Court. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. See you Monday. We'll be broadcasting live. Don't miss it.